Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Is Uber's loss Lyft's gain? How Uber's turmoil could mean new opportunity for Lyft.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And while Uber is grappling with its leadership turmoil, the founders of its rival Lyft can now seize this opportunity to set a new tone in the ride-hailing game and with some good PR, perhaps advance its own interests as a whole. Joining us now is reporter for Wall Street Journal Pro Venture Capital, Kat Zakreski. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me on the show again.
So Lyft seems to be taking a rather strategic approach in responding to Uber's leadership turmoil and erstwhile tough year. How is the leadership at Lyft aiming to set its tone?
Yes. Yeah, so kind of while all these news stories have been coming out about Uber, the founders of Lyft sent an email to employees kind of asking them not to use this as a time to gloat. You know, this is pretty consistent with the brand that Lyft has been trying to build for years in competition with Uber. They've really tried to position themselves as the better behaved, more friendly ride sharing company. And so kind of keeping with that image, the founders are saying, you know, we need to focus right now on doing our own work. The faults of our competition don't make things better for our customers. And so they're really just asking employees to keep their heads down and not gloat at this time.
It is notable because they do have that history, not just as, you know, your regular standard rivals, but they've been known to really battle it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting because before this year, you know, they would take pretty direct hits at each other in their marketing. I think, you know, at times Uber made jokes on Twitter about Lyft's mustaches on the cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lyft did some commercials, kind of a fictitious competitor where they were, you know, laughing about the thought of tipping drivers. And Lyft is clearly, you know, a jab at Uber, which until recently didn't have any way for customers to tip drivers on the app. So they've been, you know, at odds, and especially in a lot of markets, they're really competitive with each other when they're starting up. That's kind of all changed this year. Pretty much since the onslaught of Uber's problems, going back to the delete Uber campaign that started January this year. I mean, we really have seen Lyft kind of just keep quiet about these things and focus on, you know, promoting themselves as a company and not so much taking hits at Uber.
Has it benefited from this thus far, you know, just from Uber's mishaps?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, what investors are saying right now is that anything that distracts Uber benefits Lyft. And so, you know, as Uber's been dealing with a lot of internal chaos and a lawsuit, Lyft has, you know, taken this as an opportunity to raise some more funding. I think they've raised about $600 million in funding just this year. They've also been much more aggressive in their expansion plans. They were planning to expand to 100 new cities this year, and already in the first 6 months of the year have expanded to 150. You know, as Uber is kind of embroiled in some legal action with Alphabet's Waymo unit over self-driving cars, Lyft has taken this as an opportunity to make some partnerships with other autonomous players, including Waymo itself. So, you know, you see that they're really, while they might not be publicly taking swipes at Uber, this is a moment for Lyft to really capitalize on, and it seems that they're doing that.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Kat Zakreski about Lyft's new opportunities amid Uber's struggles. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. There's been a lot of talk about work culture in Silicon Valley lately and how with a bad one, you end up maybe where Uber has. Do you see Lyft continuing to put more efforts into that end of it, into nurturing the work culture?
I think it seems to be the direction that the company would continue to go on. I mean, clearly it's working for them right now. I think in some ways, the recent events at Uber have vindicated the approach that Lyft's taken. I mean, even though these are very similar services for consumers, you know, they both are a car that you order on an app. The actual office cultures and the people who work at these companies have tended to be pretty different. So I think based on the email that we saw from the Lyft founders following these events at Uber, it seems they're pretty committed to sticking to that culture that they've built over the past few years.
Kat Sikorski, thanks very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks very much.
That'll wrap up the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.